Since Carlos Prieto traveled the world many times over and always bought a full fare ticket for that cello, he often had a problem.
The employees never knew how to issue a ticket for a cello, till my wife had the brilliant idea of giving my cello a name. It's called Miss Cello Prieto.
Carlos Prieto's intelligence and humor shone through constantly as we spoke. He told me story after story about his cello with a very fine lineage. In fact, the cello was, after many crossings, finally smuggled out of Nazi Germany by its Jewish owner.
In the border, the Nazi police just waved him by, and this is how this Stradivari cello left Germany, never to return.
Yes, he said Stradivari, and the he to whom he referred also has a strong classical music pedigree.
The cello was in the hands of a cellist by the name of Francesco Mendelssohn, a grand-grandnephew of the composer Felix Mendelssohn.
Yes, that Felix Mendelssohn. And if you're thinking this cello's history could warrant a book of its own, you're right, it has.
The Adventures of a Cello refers to the history of my cello. Ever since it got into my hands, I became interested in knowing a little about its history.
So interested, in fact, that after 10 years' research, he wrote a history of that cello. It's one of 9 books he's written, and he'll be signing copies Friday evening at 7 at the downtown UTSA's Buena Vista Theater. As to the music you'll hear, you're hearing Prieto play that cello right now. After Prieto plays and speaks of that cello's storied history, it will include, he promised me, an adventure that cello had on a previous San Antonio visit. For more on Carlos Prieto, including video, go to tpr.org. For Texas Public Radio News, this is Jack Morgan.